Look to the Word of God. We want to take some time for God's Word, of course. That's the main reason why we come to church. And I tell you, it's always a blessing being back, and there's a wonderful blessing to come in and see the new building y'all have over there. And that's a blessing to see. And the prayer time that you have, I encourage you, if you're not coming to prayer time before, you ought to come to that. That's many times where you draw closer to one another, and that's something that God will bless. The Lord even told the disciples, tarry in Jerusalem. And they went up in that upper room. They had a prayer meeting. They had the power of God on them. And so if you want to see God do some wonderful things, I encourage you to be here for that time of prayer meeting. Let's turn to the book of John. John chapter 3. John chapter 3. We'll be praying for us over in Uganda also. I think it's in Somalia that Uganda has sent some peacekeepers to help keep the peace there. And the Somalian Muslims do not like that, so they sent their terrorists to Uganda. And some of you might have seen in the news just recently about some terrorist attacks there in Kampala. And one of those was at a restaurant my wife and I have actually eaten at before. It's about 5 miles from our church. And they're saying they're going to be blowing up government buildings and churches now. And so they've made some arrests and things like that. And they're still looking for people. I don't know what all has gone on. But do be praying about that for the safety of folks there. And I was telling our folks, I said, don't go to any pre-organized events for a little while, because the terrorists will know about those too, you know. And so they just have to be a little bit more careful. Normally, we don't have to worry about those things. And like I said, from within Uganda, we've not had a problem, but these guys coming from Somalia. And I heard a friend of mine told me that they've been rounding up people from Somalia. They're in these other countries, they don't care about profiling, they don't care, they'll just round them up and ship them out and torture them and do different things, which we don't want innocent people to be tortured, of course. But John chapter 3, turn over to John chapter 3, but do keep that in prayer, and we'd appreciate your prayers for that. John chapter 3, we're going to read several verses here, and one of my favorite verses, many people know, is verse 16 as well. But let's read here in John chapter 3, beginning in verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Verse 19, and this is the commandment, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. Now let's go ahead and look here, and just a moment after we pray at these verses. Dear Father, we love you and we thank you, Lord, for your precious word. Dear Father, I pray that you'll bless the preaching now, and Lord, just help us to take these words to heart and help it to make a difference in our life and to draw us closer to you. We ask that you'll bless in all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. In these verses here, as we look in John chapter 3, I just have three questions here, really, that we'll be looking at tonight. And for a title, it would be, do you have the love of God? Not are you saved, of course. I know many of, if not most everyone here tonight is saved. But do we have the love of God? This is something that the Bible speaks about very much. It's something that we can have. We may not possess it as we ought to. I know it's something that I had to pray for in my own life. Because many times in my own life when I was younger, you know, I heard a guy talking about the difference between men and women, about how women care about everything and men, we just don't care, you know. And many times, unfortunately, that is true. And that's something that I would look out and see other men in the church. I know some of you might know Dr. C.W. Fisk or Brother Ross from Windsor Hills, I don't know. But those men are men who have a great love in their heart for God and for others. And I'd watch them and say, Lord, I need to have that kind of love in my heart. And it's something that we can learn. It's something that we need to have the love of God. It talks about how that we're to be known by our love for one another. And there's many verses that talk about this. Many times I think about, of course, John in the Bible. And about how he's known as the apostle of love. But before that, he's calling down fire from heaven because, you know, the people didn't greet him properly. So we all have hope, you know. We may not be where we need to be, but we can get to that place. And this is something that we need to have in our life as we reach out to a lost and dying world. Because they're looking at us. They're looking for something different in us. And I just heard the testimony of a man, I can't remember his name right now, he's from Palestine. And somebody was telling me about his testimony that he gave. And he talked about how he'd been in prison and things. And he said that, you know, he got a Bible one time after he was out of prison. And he's reading in there, and it talked about love your enemies. And he said it was just a foreign concept to him, to love your enemies, much less loving one another. He said in their Palestinian groups, they'd only love one another. He said they kill each other. And, you know, that love is something that is different than the kind of love that this world has, the love of God. It's a different type of love. But let's look here in these verses, and our text verse would be in verse 16, John chapter 3 and verse 16, where it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." Also look in Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. Let's look over here for just a moment. Look what it says here. "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Now, John chapter 3 and verse 16 talks about how God gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And it was for this purpose, to seek and to save that which was lost. You know, the thing that I found, and let me go ahead and share with you the first point before I get ahead of myself here. But let me ask you this. First of all, who are we lifting up? You know, in this verse, in verse 14, he said, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." Who is it that I'm lifting up in my own life? Many times, if I'm not careful, it'll be myself. Many times are that way. There in Uganda, they like to get in debates. People like to argue in the newspaper. You'll pick them up, and you'll read in the newspaper one pastor saying something about another pastor, and they're always fighting amongst each other. I've even had people trying to get us involved in that. There's a time there in Uganda where something had happened with a witch doctor had died. And there was said that the Pentecostal preachers went over, and one got one shoe, one got another, one got his trousers, and they got different articles of his clothing. And about a year after that happened, it came out in the newspaper. And they were saying this is where they're getting their power from the clothes of this witch doctor. You're talking about witchcraft and things. And so I told our guys, so if we're not careful, they're going to get on the radio, these other religions, and they're going to be saying, you know, the Baptists and these ones and those ones are all in this together, and I told you, you don't need to be in those churches. And my guys said, they're already doing that, Pastor. They've already gotten on the radio. The Catholic Church has several radio stations saying, the Baptists, these ones, start to name all these religions, saying, see, they're all doing these things, and you shouldn't be there. You need to come back to the Catholic Church. So I said, you know, we need to go and go to the newspaper and talk to somebody to let them know we're not that way. So we went down to the newspaper, and they have a national newspaper that goes all across the country called the Bukedi. And it's in Luganda, and there's a lady there. She interviewed me. And so in this interview, she's asked me to... Now, she didn't say it exactly how I told her. And I was thinking it'd be on the back page, but they actually put it on the front page of the newspaper. Half a page, my picture, and talking about what we talked about. Now, in that article, I didn't say anything bad about anybody. I just told her, we don't do these things, and this is what we do, and this is how we are. And it helped with our soul winning, because we got soul winning during that time. People said, no, you're just like everyone else. When that article came out, our guy said, well, you saw our pastor in the paper. And you heard what he said. They said, okay, you're fine. We'll listen to you. But we didn't say anything bad about anybody. We just told them what we believe and what the Bible says. Now, one of the things, now, like I said, she didn't exactly quote me. In her article, she said, just because you stand up and shake your bones doesn't mean that you're saved. That's how she said it. you know, in Africa, they say things a little bit different. I didn't say anything about bones or nothing. But they do say things differently. But after that, they said, no, we want you to write some more articles for us and about this pastor and about this person and about this and about that. And I told them no. That's not why I'm here. That's not my purpose, what I'm doing. And besides that, you know, they'll have me write one this week, then they have another one of them write one about what I just said. And you get sidetracked. And many times that's what happens to us in our life. We have a great love for the Lord, but sometimes we get sidetracked in different things, and it can be what we perceive maybe to be a good cause even. But you know, my purpose is to lift up Jesus Christ. Because He said that He will draw people unto Himself. Not myself, not anyone else, but the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I remember sometimes when I was younger and I'd start feeling bad about some things and I'd just think about what the Lord did for me on that cross. And I'd think, you know, my problems aren't so bad. But you know, we have those same problems there in Uganda. Let me ask you this. Who do you love? Well, who are we lifting up, but who do we love? Unconditionally with our whole heart. You know, one of the ways to find who you love is who you spend the most time with. I had a guy there in Uganda. He told me, he said, "Pastor, you know, we really don't need Sunday night. I mean, we got Sunday morning, we got Wednesday night. And you know, Sunday night, that's a good time for me to spend and have family time." And I told him, you know, I said, "That's good if you're having family time and stuff. You know, I understand people's schedules are difficult things." But I said, you know, the thing I found with a lot of people is that when they're talking about, you know, they just need time for the family, they don't even spend time with their family. They go out with their lost friends and do stuff together. They go out to other places and they sit down and just watch TV. And I told him, you know, there's a lot of things people do that has nothing to do with God, has nothing to do with family. And they're using family as an excuse to get away from God. Now, we ought to spend time with our family, I told them. But you know, who do we spend the most time with? Who is it that we love the most? And we had a theme there in Uganda, and it worked really well because we had people from other countries, and they really enjoyed it, about my church is my family. That's how my dad raised me, and I'm glad he did. I'm closer to some of you here in this room than I am to some of my own relatives, cousins and people, because of the bond that we have in Christ. And you know, we need to spend time with one another. That's what I teach our folks there. About taking that time and spending time with one another, but also spending that time with the Lord and reading our Bible and in prayer and in soul winning. You know, who do we spend the most time with? Who is it that we follow after? You know, we have guys there in Uganda who are wanting to follow after soccer players and all these other things. And I told them, you know, you need to get your eyes on someone else. Maybe, and I'll tell them about different missionaries, I'll tell them about different pastors, and we'll go to the Word of God, and I love about different heroes of the Bible. But also, who is it that we're reaching out to? You know, someone once said, this is very true, and you've probably heard it before, that you can give without loving, but you can't love without giving. No, we're reaching out to something or someone all the time. You know, there's a guy there in Uganda. He's going to probably be the first graduate from our Bible college. And it's amazing the love of God that this young man has. You know, many of you probably know about the genocide that happened in Rwanda several years ago, sometime back. They even have a movie about it and how there's just thousands, hundreds of thousands of people slaughtered. This young man, he's from Rwanda. And they were chasing him and his brother. And they chased him down to a river, and then him and his brother jumped in the river, and they shot his brother and killed him right there beside him. This young man, he hid in that river, he said, for 3 days, underneath some vines and some different things. He said they're walking up and down looking for him. He's done nothing wrong. He's just from a different tribe. For 3 days, he said he's in that river with the body of his brother. He's in Uganda right now in Bible college, training as a pastor. He's saved. And he goes back to Uganda every now and then. You know, when he goes to Uganda, he doesn't say, "What tribe are you from?" He doesn't care where you're from. Maybe it might be somebody who's even responsible for killing his brother. He doesn't know if maybe it might even be somebody who chased him down and hunted him down for 3 days. He doesn't ask him. God has given him love in his heart. But she goes to all people to share with them God's love. And that's the kind of love that we need to have. But you know, many times we get upset with one another or with different things, different people. And we don't express the love of God as we ought to. You know, there's people in this world who have gone through some things that we can never even imagine. And God has given them a love in their heart for others. And that's the kind of love that we need to have if we're going to reach out to a lost and dying world. We need to have the love of God in which nothing, no circumstance, no person is going to prevent us from serving our Lord and Savior. We want to go and share the gospel. We want to give so that others can go because of the love that we have. We want to give. We want to go and share God's Word. And the last thing is, why are we here? You know, in these last verses, 17 through 19, as I think in these verses here, as it talked about, "For God sent not His Son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already." You know, people go to churches for different reasons. People serve the Lord for different reasons. But you know, we're not here to be known. We're here to make known Jesus Christ. We're not here to be condemned, but to be set free. Now, not set free from serving God. We're set free so that we can serve Him in a greater way, I believe. You know, God loves you today. And we need to have His love in our heart. Because the more you spend time with Him, the more you get to be like Him. You know, it's kind of like a husband and wife. You know what they say about them? It's a scary thought for me right now. But they say you get to be more like one another, don't they? I've noticed my wife is getting a lot better nowadays. Get more like me. You can ask somebody that don't know me, they'll tell you I'm a good guy. No, but the more you spend time with somebody, the more like them you become. Why did He come? To seek and to save that which was lost. That was His heartbeat. That is what He desires the most. He came and died on this cross for you. There's songs they sing and people talk about, if I were the only one, if you were the only one, who would have died for you? But you know, there's people there in Uganda who they have religion, but they don't have their Savior. They're condemned already. They don't even know it. And we ought to have that love of God in our heart, in which we can weep and pray and beg and ask God to see those people saved. And you have other missionaries to support and praying for them. But not just for those in foreign lands, but right here at home. But to have that kind of heart, we need to have the love of God. The love of God, which it did say Jesus wept. He shed tears. Do you have that kind of love tonight? Some of you might have a mom or dad that's not saved. You might have a brother or a sister, another relative or a friend. Has your heart ever been so burdened that you wept for them? Do you have that kind of love, the love of God? Let's pray. Dear Father, we love You. I pray, Lord, that You'll speak to our hearts. Lord, I know You've spoken to my heart. And Father, I pray that You'll help us to have this kind of love. Lord, none of us have arrived. It's something we must strive for every day, to be more like You in every way. Dear Father, fill us with Your love tonight. Lord, help us to let others see that love through us. Father, I pray if there's one here tonight that's not saved, that they'll trust You as your Savior. But Lord, that You will draw us closer to You. And Lord, help us to be a witness for You and to share Your love with others. I ask that You bless in all this. In Jesus' name, amen.